call that a haystack, but mostly nowadays they bale it all. Right up in bale, they don't make them haystacks no more at all.
Mm-hmm. Anything else besides haystacks people used to have?
Well, I used to have the cold potato hill that put the sweet potatoes in and pile the dirt up and make the hills.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the potatoes in, they call that a potato hill.
Mm-hmm. Where do people keep turnips?
Turnips?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Did they store those in the winter?
No, you can't store them. You have to can them or something, but you couldn't store turnips.
Uh-huh. You know, when you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again?
Sometimes, yeah.
What would you call that, when you can cut it again?
That's second cut.
Uh-huh. What about after you've cut the hay, the old dead dry grass left on the ground?
When you cut it, there ain't no grass left on the ground. You cut it clean.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear
of... Got a rake, what they call a rake. You pick it all up and pile
uh-huh.
it up.
Did you ever hear of aftermath or ladder math or anything like that? What about the different kinds of animals that people would have?
Well, most of the had around here is cows and mules and horses.
Talking about the mules, if you had two of them hitched together, you'd say you had a...
pair mule.
Uh-huh.
You have two hooked together, you got what they call a pair mule.
Uh-huh. Where did you keep the mules and horses?
We had stables, right, at the barn.
Mm-hmm. That was inside the barn?
Yeah, inside. Right, it had sheds on the side of the barn that made a couple stables. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about the cows?
Well, we had cows in the same place too. We had room for them in there too.
In the stables?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. A place where you turn the cows out to graze.
That's pastures.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a small fenced in place inside the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking?
They call that a calf pen or a cow pen, either one.
Uh-huh. A calf pen and cow pen is the same thing?
Well, you got to separate. You got to put the calves on one side and the cows on the other side if you want to get the milk.
Uh-huh. You had cows, I guess, when...
Oh, yeah, I had cows.
What did you call a big farm where they have a lot of cows and sell the milk and butter?
That's a dairy farm.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else besides that big farm? Like a small place where you could store milk and butter?
Hmm. No, I don't know.
Where did y'all used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
We kept it in the coolest place we could find, that's all.
Uh-huh. Where would that be?
We had a little place on the outside of the house in the winter, didn't we? Kept that in?
Screened in.
Uh-huh. A little screened in place?
Huh?
A little screened in place?
Yeah.
At first, and then they had the ice box.
Uh-huh. What did you call that screened in place?
I don't know. I never did name it.
The kinds of animals, that you get ham from.
Ham?
Or, uh-huh.
That's pork.
Uh-huh.
They call it hogs, pork.
You call it pork? I mean, the animals, you call those?
We call it, then they call it hogs.
Uh-huh.
At the butcher, they call it pork.
Uh-huh. I was just wondering, I heard